In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. During these trying times, it is hard to maintain our walk with the Lord Jesus. We get tripped up by hysteria, rumors, fear, depression, anxiety. My favorite one, I lose patience. What's going to happen next? Will the kids be able to go to school in the fall? Will we still have jobs? Will we have safe places to work? At the time that St. Paul wrote his epistle to the Romans, the world was in great turmoil. The Roman Empire was conquering nations and enslaving people. We as people still have these same feelings today, all the feelings of anxiety. So nothing has changed in 2,000 years. There's still all the turmoil, all of the things that are going on in the world to take our eyes away from God and fall down. St. Paul wrote the letter to the Romans in order to give the people the path to salvation and free them from their sins. Paul said in his epistle to the Romans, "The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For man believes his heart and so is justified, and he confesses with his lips, and so is saved." The word justified means just as if I never sinned. So in order to have our sins forgiven, we must confess with our lips and believe in our heart that Jesus hears our confession and destroys all of our sins. The Orthodox faith offers us a priest that we can go to confession and confess our sins and believe that those sins are dropped like a millstone into the bottom of the ocean and we never have to bring those sins to the surface. If we confess, we know that our heart is pure. We need to repent, that is, to change our ways, to go back to the days before we sinned. To me, that means if I have certain areas of my life that cause me problems, I stay away from them. I don't think it's good for me to go to the 395 all-you-can-eat buffet if I have problems with gluttony. I don't believe I should go to the dollar beer night if I have problems with alcohol. I don't believe I should be spending 15 hours a day watching television and seeing images that distract me from following the Lord. I don't believe that I should spend my time gossiping and talking with people that bring me down. I think God wants us to build each other up. So to repent, to change, means to stay away from the things that are bothering us, that cause us temptation, to cause us to fall, and we need to dwell on things that keep us glorifying Christ in our hearts. I remember Father John Braun taught us years ago to seek Jesus' guidance in everything that we do. Father John was a very dedicated, well, still is, a very dedicated man. He is very orderly in his life. And he told me that he started the day that when his alarm went off, as he was reaching for the alarm, he would start the Lord's Prayer. So immediately at the start of the day, he was believing in his heart and confessing with his lips that Jesus is Lord. Father John told us to have a prayer rule for both morning and evening and to follow it faithfully. When things get intense, you just feel that the power of the Lord can bring your eyes back to Him. Father John Braun told me every day when things got too intense for him, he'd go and be by himself. He would try to be calm, say the Lord's Prayer, just pray about the things that were bothering him. So many times we just get caught up in what we're doing, and as the day goes on, our spiritual walk lessens. We fall away from the Lord. So Father John's saying, take a time out, go and pray. Go take the time to be with God and get back on the path. So that's what he would do every day. I know that having a prayer rule has really helped me to focus on Jesus and the things which are really important each day. Sometimes I do my prayer rule early in the morning outside, smell the fresh air, listen to the birds, get calm, get peaceful, get all the things that are bothering you, that are causing you to stumble out of your head, having a calming effect on our soul. How should a Christian live his or her life? I'm sure that question has been asked a million times by everybody. How should a Christian live his life? We all think about it. There was a man whose name was Saint Hermas, H-E-R-M-A-S, who was one of the 70 apostles of Jesus. So he was living in the first century A.D. His feast day is commemorated on May 31st, so this is the first century. He was in fervent prayer when he received an answer to this question, how should a Christian live his life? He was anxious to find out what to do day by day. So he came up with these commandments. He said, believe in God. Live in innocence and simplicity. Do not speak evil. Give alms to the poor. Live truth and avoid falsehood. Preserve chastity in your thoughts. Learn patience and generosity. So that means when I'm not patient, maybe I should give Father Andrew $1,000 and be generous. Live patient, learn patience and generosity. Fear God and fear not the devil. Perform every good act and refrain from every evil deed. Pray to God from the depth of your soul with faith that your prayer will be fulfilled. Guard against melancholy, the sister of doubt and anger. Test true and false prophecies, and guard against every evil desire. Saint Hermas lived this life, and he went on to be a friend of Paul's. Paul mentions him in Romans verse 16. But these commandments, these things that we've been taught by Saint Hermas, have a wonderful effect on our life, because we're moving towards righteousness. We're moving towards God. We're keeping our eyes on the things of God day by day. May the peace of God be with you all.